This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me today is Tracy Gregoire. We are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear of a new place that may be opening up, or a new place you've eaten at, or a recipe you'd like to share, or if you just want to chat with us. Again, the number is 866-823-1077. We'd also like to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester. We're at 814 Elm Street. Come on down, have lunch at Midtown Cafe, and watch the show. We'd also love for you to like us on Facebook. And we do have trivia going on the Facebook for you to win prizes. So you can go to Food for Thought with Carol and check out the trivia and answer, and you may be eligible to win. So there we go. Good afternoon, Tracy.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. Nice day out there. I mean, it's a little chilly again.
It wasn't bad walking in.
Oh, good.
The wind was there, but not painful.
It's been crazy the past couple of days, that wind. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But I've already had like a busy morning. I worked out and went home, showered, changed, and I was in the Londonderry location for 9 o'clock.
Oh my, you did right? Have an early start to your morning then.
I did. And you know, I love working out early in the morning like that. It's only me. Sometimes I'll run into this one other girl, but you know, because we can let ourselves in with our.
You can do that.
It's so cool.
Just go when you want.
Yep. And I, you know, I set up my machines like two or three machines at a time so that I don't have to like keep going back and forth and doing the weights. You know, I set up three machines at once and kind of do my little, I love it. I just love it. So it's
You're inspiring me to try to do it a little earlier. I'm not a morning person.
Really? Oh, I like to get it over with. Oh,
I try to set my alarm for that early and it doesn't generally happen.
You know, I'm not going to say it's easy. I mean, I am a morning person, but it's hard waking up that early, like where I had to be in Londonderry at 9. Although tomorrow morning I have to be in Londonderry at Milford tomorrow at 9. But I don't have to work out tomorrow.
Oh, your day off?
It's my day off. Well, I still do some cardio at home on my Wii, but because you're only supposed to go to Integrity every other day.
Okay.
So that's what I do. So we have a packed show today. We will be hearing from Linda, What's Cooking in Kansas. You can check out her blog in the meantime, lindaathompson.blogspot.com. She has a great blog. I mean, follow her. She's funny and, you know, because she's a writer. So she has great pictures. As a matter of fact, she has this awesome picture up that she made for St. Patty's Day, a sweet potato shepherd's pie.
Mm-hmm.
It looks fabulous. It looks
Does
really-
it look green?
No,
sweet potatoes.
No, sweet potatoes on the top. Which, you know, when I read that, I was like, that's interesting. So, it looked really good. And then after that, we're going to be joined with Chelsea Stoddard. She is the owner of Queen City Cupcakes, our neighbor right around the corner from here. And then later on in the second hour, we'll be joined with Scott Kinney of Unwind.
So a great place that Unwind.
Yeah. Would you like to thank our sponsors,
thank
Tracy?
Our sponsors. So first we have New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com. Also Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kell & Company. Celeste Oliva, 75 South Main Street in Concord. CelesteOliva.com, your source for the freshest premium extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars. And added to their line is fresh pasta and honey. Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and now open with a drive-through coming soon in Londonderry, redarrowdiner.com. Belmont Hall and Restaurant, 718 Grove Street in Manchester. BelmontHall.net, top quality foods made fresh for over 50 years. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, Bedford and Londonderry, integrityfit.com, your coaching solutions company. And Express Jewelry Center at 44 North Main Street in Concord, expressjewelrynh.com, precision repair and sales.
Beautiful. And just to remind you also that if you do go into any of our sponsors, to let them know that Food for Thought sent you. They'd
yes,
love
definitely.
To hear that. So, yeah. Let me see. Today's food holiday.
What is it?
Poultry Day.
Poultry Day. All right.
Poultry Day. It's also, oh, this is like probably my favorite. I'm not a big sweet eater, but, you know, you get your cravings every so often, you know. This is probably like my favorite. It's National Chocolate Caramel Day.
Oh.
Right?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Something about those two things together.
Crazy.
I just bought some K-Cups for my kids, and it was salted caramel hot chocolate.
Ugh. Yum. I have had that Dunkin' Donuts salted caramel hot chocolate. Really? Oh, boy.
Really
it's
good.
Very, very good. Very, very good.
Definitely a little sweet, but really good.
It is a little sweet. We're going to do a little bit of chicken trivia, too, in a little bit. But I just want to, tonight, you still have time to get tickets. And I believe you can even get them at the door, but it's at the Radisson. Daryl and I are going to be going. It's the Dancing with the Stars event. I'm really excited to go. And it's sponsored by, well, the proceeds go to Manchester Community Music School. And it's tonight from 5 to 9 at the Radisson. And like I said, I'm sure that there's still tickets available. You can get them probably at the Radisson right at the door. And there's going to be local celebrities that'll be dancing. And then there's some local celebrity judges that'll be judging. So that's tonight.
You're looking for something to do to get out of the house?
Exactly. Exactly.
Go and watch other people. You know,
this
Have
week we've
fun.
Been way too busy. I mean, you know, it was St. Patty's Day, and I don't usually go out on St. Patty's Day, but it just, Daryl got out of work early and he was here. Actually, that was the day I believe he was hanging some stuff in the green room for me. And we ended up going over to Ignite. Well, we tried to get into Shaskeen, but it was way packed.
A little full.
We kind of walked in and then walked out, and we ended up over at Ignite, which was really fun. They had a great corned beef and cabbage dinner.
Mm.
And it just seems like every night, like last night I had to go over to Milford, and then we ended up going to eat at Giorgio's. Have you ever been to Giorgio's to eat?
I have not.
Really good. Very, very good. Very good.
And I actually, just speaking of St. Patty's Day, isn't the St. Patty's Day parade this weekend? Isn't it? I think I saw that, and I was looking through my papers here.
It must be.
I think it's actually the weekend after. So
right.
You still want to enjoy a little bit of that St. Patrick's Day fun.
Exactly.
Go take a look at that.
That's right. And you know what? We are going to go on a break, and when we come back, we will be talking with Linda, What's Cooking in Kansas. Stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol. Joining me today is Tracy Gregoire, and we are live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester. You can give us a call at any time. The number is 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear from you. If you just want to chat, let us know where you've eaten or where you're planning on going to eat this weekend, if you have any plans, anything. So, and I'd also like now to welcome on Linda of What's Cooking in Kansas, and she has a blog there and back again. You can check it out at lindaathompson.blogspot.com. Welcome, Linda, to Food for Thought again.
Hi, Carol. Hi, Tracy. How's everybody today?
Doing great. How are you, Linda?
A little chilly. It's a little rainy, a little chilly here, so we've been in the 70s and 80s for...
Oh, really?
Well,
thanks, Linda.
Babies. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I get no sympathy from you guys, right?
None.
You're a little chilly at what, 60s?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think we're in the 40s again today, but it's raining, which we needed the rain desperately, but it's pretty dry back here. But yeah, we could have used a little of your guys' snow. We're some of it had stayed this way instead of heading all that way. So it's pretty dry out here.
Ah, so you sound like you're probably back to normal. Are you back to normal?
Yes, pretty much. So every once in a while, my voice gets tired, but yeah, laryngitis is just kind of a funny thing to have happen. I mean, it's not something I think most people ever get, but every once in a while, it pops up with me, and it's kind of funny when you open your mouth and nothing comes out. Which some people may rejoice in that sometimes.
I was just going to say that. If that happened to me, I think my family would be thrilled, especially my children.
Imagine that, going to yell at your children and nothing comes out. Oh, my goodness.
They might throw a party.
Exactly. You know what I've been thinking this week about? What I miss most about New England? Because, you know, I lived there 18 years and 12 of it in New Hampshire. And I do miss the snow because I love snow. I usually by March though I'm tired of it, so I understand how you feel. But you know what? I miss the good seafood. Okay. You know, you can get seafood here, but of course it has to be frozen, you know, to make it this way. And I miss being able to get seafood that I know has just come right out of the water just a few hours before. So you're very lucky as far as that goes.
It's true. You know, sometimes I think, you know, being in New England, you know, I mean, we get to experience all four seasons. And, you know, we do have great seafood, you know, and yeah, I can see that. Now, how, like, the seafood where you are, so it's not anything like over here then?
It's good, but it's just not got that freshness because, of course, it has to be frozen to be shipped into the middle part of the country and everything. So, you know, it's all previously frozen. Your chances of getting anything fresh, unless you get, it's not seafood, but, of course, lake trout and lake fish, you know, lake caught fish and those kind of things. But yeah, getting the real fresh stuff always is. I think it's probably impossible to get out here. So there are live lobsters. So I'm sure. I guess they should ship them somehow.
They're a little fresher when they're alive.
And you know what? You know what else I miss? I miss maple sugaring time like it is now.
Yeah.
Because I used to love to go out to the sugar shacks and watch them boil down the sap and with all the steam rising up out of them and you know, and tasting some of that syrup fresh out of the evaporator and, you know, making maple snow candy and just all that fresh stuff. I still buy real maple syrup out here, and I look for, and I actually found there is a market in Lawrence, Kansas that sells New Hampshire maple syrup, so I can get some from New Hampshire there.
That's cool.
Out here, but I do miss actually being able to go out and see a tree being tapped. I've actually tapped a maple tree before to get the sap out. And you know, it's a great time of year to go out to the sugar shack and see what's going on and have some pancakes with some fresh syrup from the that's poured right from the evaporator on top. So
yeah, definitely. I would like to ask you about a recipe that you posted on your blog. It looked, I mean, you know, like I was telling listeners a little earlier, you know, to go to your blog and, you know, your pictures are great. And I love the way you tie a lot of your stories and recipes into family. But that sweet potato shepherd's pie, that looked amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, it is amazing. I hate to brag, but it is really good.
You're so funny.
You know, I thought that recipe is based on one that I got originally many years ago from the Barley House in Concord. From Brian there. He gave me that recipe for, I can't remember, one publication I was writing for back there. I think it might have been, the Hippo, but I'm not sure. But anyway, he gave me a recipe for his version of the sweet potato shepherd's pie. But I took that and he just kind of gave me an in general and how to make the gravy and the sauce and stuff. And I actually made up those recipes for this one that I put on the blog so people could make it up themselves. So, but his was the inspiration for that one. And it's really good. You know, I like sweet potatoes okay, but I'm not necessarily a real fan. I'll take regular potatoes over sweet potatoes most of the time, but in this recipe, it works. It works really well.
Now, you know, honestly, I didn't look at the recipe because I figured maybe you can let people know a little bit about your recipe, but let's talk about your recipe. Do you do beef and pork, or is it just pork, beef, or how? I mean, how is it different from a normal shepherd's pie? Is it just the sweet potatoes?
For one, I use beef, but you could use lamb, ground lamb.
Okay, that sounds really good.
It also differs a little bit because of the spices that are in it. You know, they're a little more, I want to say, like Mediterranean or Middle Eastern as far as, you know, there's a little... there's a little bit of there's cloves, there's a little cinnamon in it, along with some cumin and coriander. So, you know, it's got a little kind of a Greek or Middle Eastern kind of flavor to it. as well, which goes really nicely with the sweet potatoes. And yeah, and you know, a little Irish whiskey in the gravy to give it a little kick if you want.
Ooh, yum. But,
yeah, it was it's really nice to have that in there a little, just a little bit. You don't want too much. You don't want to
feel like you don't want it to overpower it, but
yeah, exactly. But yeah, so you know, the cinnamon and cloves, you know, work well, really great with lamb. They also work really well with ground beef. I make it with ground beef, so you can do it either way. And then of course with the sweet potatoes on top, which you know, give it, you know. You, now to me, your regular shepherd's pie seems a little bland after I've done it with the sweet potato, because there's a lot more flavor I feel in the sweet potato version than there is in that typical shepherd's pie.
I love sweet potatoes on anything. Can you, but sometimes it's tricky to cook them right, and I've tried several different ways. Can you kind of tell us how you know, do you bake them first and then peel them? Do you peel them, then mash, cut them up and mash them like regular baked potatoes? How do you prepare them?
Well, with this recipe, I did them like regular mashed potatoes. I cubed them up and I boiled them in some water until they got soft.
Okay.
And then, you know, drained them and mashed them for this particular recipe. And actually, there's below the recipe is the recipe for how to make the sweet potato mash to go on top. Mm-hmm. I add a little butter, a little half and half salt and pepper to the sweet potatoes before you know, to mash them up.
That's exactly how I like my sweet potatoes, because I don't like it. You know, some people will put cinnamon and... Is it nutmeg they put in it? Or they, you know, they put those kinds of spices in it? And I don't like that. I like just salt, pepper, butter, little cream. Yum.
Well, and then when I've been on the flip side of that, though, I make a recipe at Thanksgiving. And actually, I blogged about it. I did a recipe. I did twice baked sweet potatoes.
Ooh.
And I did them based on a sweet potato casserole that I do that has, you know, a sweet crumble kind of topping on top of it that I do at the holidays. And in that case, and then when I make the casserole or the baked stuffed sweet potatoes, I cook them in the microwave. You know, I don't bake them in the oven. I zap them in the microwave until they're nice and soft, and then I scoop the inside down.
Right, so, right. Nice and easy and fast. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but for the shepherd's pie, I just boil the potatoes. So.
Yeah, that's easy. Well, Linda, thank you so much for calling in. It's so nice to hear from you, and we always, you know, learn something different. And again, listeners, you can go to lindaathompson.blogspot.com, and you can follow her food blog. So, Linda, we'll hear from you again.
I just put a new one up for it, cheese and potato frittata. So.
Ooh, nice. Well, you must have put that up just recent, because I didn't see that.
I did.
Okay.
About an hour ago. So.
Okay. See, I was right before that. Okay.
Right. So there's a new one for you.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that one next week. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right. Good. Then we'll talk to you next week, Linda. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye
now. All right. Bye-bye. All right. You're listening to Food for Thought. We are going to go on a short break. And when we come back, we're going to be with Chelsea Stoddard of Queen City Cupcakes. And did you see she has a box with her, too?
I did see she has a box. I hope that box isn't empty.
I know, right? So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
To Food for Thought with Carol. Joining me today is Tracy Gregoire. And you know, we just want to make a note too. We talked about the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and it is March 29th. So not this weekend, the following weekend.
Right, kicks off at noon.
Sunday afternoon, yes. So,
and it's the 20th anniversary.
It is. Wow. Oh my goodness. We are live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester, right at 814 Elm Street. You still have plenty of time to come on down and have some lunch and watch the show. And I'd like to welcome our next guest in studio, Chelsea Stoddard of Queen City Cupcakes. Welcome, Chelsea.
Thank you, ladies. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, we're excited that you're here. We saw you coming down the stairs, and I saw Tracy's face light up.
Just a little bit.
Just a teeny bit. And yeah. So.
I do have a major sweet tooth.
See, I mean, I do when I don't. You know, I can go and spur. I mean, I'm not saying I don't like them. Believe me. But so, Chelsea, I haven't talked to you for a little while. So how is it going at Queen City Cupcakes?
It's amazing. It's we're going to be on our fourth year. We're turning four May 5th. So I'm very excited.
Four years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's been a whirlwind. But I can't even
believe
it.
You know, does time fly by
it
or
really
what?
It really does. Yeah.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe it's been. I mean, I would have maybe, I would have, if I were to guess, I would have maybe said a couple years.
Yeah.
So four.
No, yeah, we're going to be four. So I'm very
excited.
You. Lots of, you know, things have changed since we first opened, but it's for the good. You know, we have longer hours. We can actually see more customers now. It's just been a whirlwind and a good time.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You know, that is so great.
Yeah.
So tell us about like some of the changes at Queen City Cupcakes. Like what has been new that you have added or taken out or you know.
I would say the biggest thing is weddings. Like we weren't able to do weddings, cater them the first year or two. And then it's just kind of we were able to add that, you know, that service in. So now we do, you know, there's some weekends we're doing four or five. So it's just fun because you get to be a part of someone's special day and, you know, make it a little sweeter.
And, you know, listeners, I do have to tell you, go and check out her website. It's qccupcakes.com. And you have a great website, by the way.
Thank you.
I look
pictures
at people's website all the time. And
you
have gorgeous pictures. And, you know, who would have thought people, you know, doing cupcakes for your wedding, you know? I mean, and your cupcake, they're so beautiful.
Thank you.
I mean, the pictures and the tears that you have and all, so.
Yeah, it's gotten popular because you can pick a couple flavors, you know, you can kind of do the bride and the groom flavors. We do like a ton of Guinness beer cupcakes for weddings, and we do the fun flavors like cookie dough and hot fudge sundae. So it's not your traditional white wedding cake.
That you're kind of stuck with one flavor.
Exactly.
Everybody can have a little bit different.
So sometimes
weddings
can be anywhere from 6 to 7 flavors. So everyone's getting to choose, you know, grandma can pick a flavor and mom can pick a flavor, bride and groom. So it's fun. And then there's so many different ways to display them. You know, so you can really personalize it.
Yes,
and
you
fit
really
it into
can.
Your theme.
Now, I just heard you say Guinness cupcakes.
Yes, that's a huge one.
I was in there yesterday, and I heard somebody asking about them, and they were already sold out
on St. Patty's Day. They were
St. Patty's Day,
of course. They went really fast, but we do have them all year long, and they're one of our most popular flavors. But there's just a ton of beer in the batter, and then we do an Irish cream frosting, so it's really delicious, and it's one of our most popular wedding flavors. And then we can also do stuff.
I would have never thought that.
I know.
I'm still like amazed by that.
It's delicious though. And then last year we had a groom who has a really, traveler's pumpkin ale. He was going to serve it at the wedding. So he brought us a 6-pack and said, "Hey, can you make a cupcake out of this?" And we did. And it's like one of our best sellers now. So, we're willing to try new stuff if somebody really wants that custom cupcake.
Yeah.
What does a beer cupcake taste like?
Beer.
Really?
We use it a lot in it.
Okay, now I'm going to ask probably a really stupid question. Mm-hmm. I mean, can kids get it? I mean,
we don't use the beer in the batter. I mean, in the frosting. So it is baked out. We usually say they're probably not going to like it. It tastes like beer. Most kids aren't into it, but that's their parents' call if they want to give them a beer cupcake. But we just kind of, if they point to that one, say, you might not like that one. It definitely has a different taste to it. So, but it's,
So walk us through a day that you have a wedding scheduled or two or three.
Yeah.
Walk us through a day in your life and your employees and everything. Like what time do you have to start? Do you start the day before? Can you pre-prep things?
Yeah. Our cupcakes always are made the night before because they rest overnight. So we would never bake them and serve them right out of the oven. They just don't taste as good. So we bake them, they get wrapped and sealed airtight, and then they are just much more moist and delicious the next morning. And then we come in the next morning, we make all the frosting fresh, and then, you know, assemble them.
What time does that happen? Like, when do you come in? Because you open at 11?
We open at 10:30 now.
Oh.
On a Saturday that we have a couple weddings, you know, we might be there at 5-ish. You know, to get ready. Weddings go all day long, so it's not like we have to have them all ready at 10:30. We try to wait as long as possible so that they're the most fresh.
Fresh, exactly.
Mm-hmm. There's no frozen.
And how do you transport? Because you've seen some of their on beautiful tiers and everything. Yeah. You must assemble it on site.
On site. Yeah, okay. We'll do setup. We do offer that. We offer delivery and setup for anyone that wants it. Some people choose to come in and get it themselves, especially if they're going really far. But we will go bring the tower, bring the cupcakes and you know, catering bins, and then set it up however the bride and I have discussed it before.
Now, when did you decide I want to open up my own cupcake business?
About 1 year before I opened it.
Wow.
Yeah, I went with some girlfriends to a cupcake shop and went home that night and told my husband I was going to do it. And he said, all right, sure. And told my family and friends. They're like, okay, yeah. And none of us are bakers, so by nature. So it was a good solid year of just testing recipes and tweaking them. I worked insurance, so everyone had to eat a bunch of them every day to tell me what was good and what was bad. So it was just, we did kind of research analysis
and, you know,
to get our recipes.
Tell a little bit about your story of that time, because I can't remember it totally, but it's really interesting, like about the frosting and, you know, didn't you have to get like surveys done or research done? And
yeah, you do. If you don't want to refrigerate your frosting, you do need to send it off to like a laboratory to make sure that it is okay not to refrigerate it. Mm-hmm. So weekly, I would send little packages off to the University of Maine with little frosting samples in them. And they would send it back and say, yep, you're good to go. Because refrigeration makes buttercream hard, and I didn't want to serve hard cupcakes. So right. If I couldn't serve them at room temp, I didn't want to do it. So it took some more science than I thought I would ever need to make a cupcake, but it was a cool learning experience. And we don't have to keep doing that now that we have our set.
You have it and it's all good.
Exactly.
Yeah. There you go.
But I think that's so amazing to decide, you know, that you wanted to start a business, of course, have the support of your family and friends and spouse. And then to pull that off in a year, I mean, there's a huge, you know, learning curve if you've never done anything like that. So
it was
congratulations.
Crazy.
Good
Thank
for you.
You. Thank
and
you
now 4 years later, very successful business. Yes. And the cupcakes, I got to tell you, I walked in there the other day just to chat and see about coming on the show. And I certainly could not walk out without one. So I had to buy one and I took it home and I really didn't want to share it, but I did.
Yeah.
I should have gotten a couple more.
We have a lot of parents that will come by them and eat them out in the car in front of the shop so they don't have to bring them home. I've seen them.
So what's in the box? I want to take a look because they are beautiful.
Yeah, I brought you a bunch that were on the menu today. We have...
Now, does the menu change daily?
Every day.
It does.
Yeah. The only ones that stay the same are peanut butter, vanilla, and chocolate, just because they're kind of reliable.
That's our most popular. The peanut butter. I had that yesterday.
Yeah, that one is probably our number one seller. That and chocolate salted caramel, I would say, is up there.
Oh.
That one's like one of my favorites. But then the rest change. So every day is a different menu, and it's customer driven. So we do it by orders and by requests.
Excellent. They look beautiful.
Yeah.
You started a business.
Yeah.
Was it just yourself and your husband, or did you immediately hire employees? How did you
go about? Right when I told, you know, my family I wanted to do it, I had asked my mom if, you know, she would be interested. So she left her job to join me in the adventure. And
is a big support system.
Yeah. Wow. And then we took off with a crazy opening. Where it was insane, you know, and
right here on Elm Street.
Yes. Where we, you know, we were selling out within like a couple hours.
They would close their doors at like 2. People would come by and they were so upset.
Yeah,
right.
It was wild because we were making hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, but we're a tiny place. So we just can't produce the numbers that we were bringing in unexpectedly. So we, my sister then joined us. She left her job to join the fun. And, a couple months later, my husband came aboard as well. So it's just the four of us.
It's a family affair.
It is. It is.
That's
a lot of fun.
Wonderful. That is just wonderful. Now, did you always have in mind that you wanted to be on Elm Street? Was it
pretty much?
I mean, was that where?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked it down here. Yeah. So I thought it was a good fit. I think for some walk by traffic, you know, there's not a ton of places in Manchester where there is the walk-by traffic. So I really liked that, and I liked the look of the brick and the, you know, all that stuff. So I was pretty targeted. This wasn't the location. We almost signed somewhere else, and that day found where we are. So it was meant to be.
Meant to be. Mm-hmm. Everything happens for a reason. Yeah. For those listeners just tuning in, you are listening to Food for Thought, and we are in studio with Chelsea Stoddard. She is the owner of Queen City Cupcakes right here in Manchester, right on Elm Street at 790 Elm Street. Luckily for me, it's like just two doors down. And you can check them out on the web at qccupcakes.com. And you know what I'd like to, you know, and I you know, when you first started, I mean, I was looking up all your flavors. Mm-hmm. It is like crazy how many flavors you have on. It was like three, it's like three full pages worth.
Yeah, I think there was, I just scaled back a little, but I think there was over 100 for a little while. We opened with like, I don't know, six flavors maybe 4 years ago. I just noticed that the other day that for the first couple months we opened, we only had like a revolving maybe 6 to 8 flavors. But now, because we come up with new stuff, our customers come up with new stuff, you know, we see something on TV. So it's just more fun for us to constantly be making new stuff.
And you must rotate them, must be seasonal sometimes. Right. Certain things are more popular at different times of the year. And
yeah, we definitely, you know, your pumpkins and stuff like that. We're going to start getting into the more spring ones, the limes, the coconuts, things like that.
Mm. Gonna have to make it a frequent stop. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you still see the cupcake trend going? I mean, do you still see that?
I think, yeah. I mean, I think when we opened, there might have only been 4 shops in the whole state, so it wasn't like that. And then after we opened, I think maybe 7 more opened within a couple months. Unfortunately, some of them are already gone. So, I think there was a trend that helped kind of get cupcakes on the map in general, but I think once you open, you just, it's like any other business. You have to give good quality, you know, product and service. So I think it's what got cupcakes on the map in general, but I think now we're just kind of, we have a customer base and we have just wonderful customers that keep referring us to other people.
Good for you to find your niche mm-hmm. like that. And it sounds like the wedding part of it is really going well.
Yeah.
And
speaking of weddings, what other type of events seem to be popular with you?
We do a lot of corporate functions. You know, some of them are donations. We do like, you know, the Elliott Doctors Gala for the last couple of years. That's donations. But we do stuff like that. And a lot of corporate meetings and corporate thank yous for either their employees or customers. We'll do that, where we do like individual boxes, almost like a favor.
That's a great idea.
I never thought of it. What a great way to say thank you to somebody.
No kidding.
Go get like a little variety pack.
Definitely. Yeah.
And say, hey, thank you.
Yeah. A lot of real estate.
I remember that.
Even for like my employees for Christmas.
We do that a lot.
Your presentation is so cute too. Like, listeners, if you go, like I said, to our website, qccupcakes.com, and look at her gallery. I mean, the little boxes are so cute.
Yeah.
I mean,
and we can even get custom color boxes and stuff if you want to, you know, kind of coordinate something, like, you know, we'll do the favors. And we have a lot of agents, real estate agents, that will thank their customers with like a welcome home box, like a 4-pack or something to give to their client.
And cupcakes fit every occasion.
They do. I mean, when you think about it, they really do. They're so versatile.
They are.
Now, I have a question for you.
Sure.
What do you eat cupcakes all the time?
All the time, just because when you're making them over and over again, mm-hmm. They don't even seem like real anymore. So like our crew gets really excited with the new stuff that we make. Like we do cookie sandwiches now.
I saw that too.
Yeah, with the frosting in between.
So that's frosting in between.
It is. Oh. So it's I would say that's all of our new favorite thing, where we're like, oh yeah, we need a cookie sandwich. But we try the new ones, obviously. But you know, it's just like anything, you've had a lot,
right?
You know,
exactly. Like the diner, you know, people are like, how come, you know, they see me out eating and they're like, why are you here? I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Why am I here?
I know.
You gotta mix it up every once in a while. I can't eat the same thing.
Yeah, we still love going to other bakeries. I mean, we don't do, you know, pastries and things like that. So yeah, you'll probably see me at a local pastry shop maybe. I think it's just, you know, I think you just get tired of, you know, always having the same thing. So that's when we mix it up and do the cookies, and then we're all excited and chowing down.
Definitely.
Yeah.
What is your favorite? Do you have a favorite flavor that you like in particular?
Yeah. I mean, my favorite cupcake has definitely always been the Rice Krispie treat. It's very basic. It's just vanilla with the marshmallow frosting dipped in frosted Rice Krispies and drizzled with a little chocolate. But it's crispy and it's buttery, and it's definitely always been my favorite.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
I do typically have that one in.
Like once a week. We have so many flavors that we have to kind of rotate. And then we have so many orders that we go by customer request too.
I love that it's different. You never know what you're going to get when you walk
in.
I know.
It's kind of cool. Yeah. You have your, like, three staples. What's gonna be there today? And then, you know.
Yeah.
You must get a lot of regulars, obviously. Regular customers that come in. And they must be anxious to see what flavor you have for the day.
Yeah. And we like, you know, we get new ones. Like we have a new one, cake batter right now. It tastes like raw cake batter, which I love. And some people are like, but other people, us cake batter people.
I'm
I think
one
it's
of
awesome.
Them.
I am too.
Now you said the cookie dough.
Yeah.
What is, because I'm a cookie dough fan.
Yeah.
What's that like?
It tastes, the frosting tastes like raw cookie dough. It's just obviously safe to eat. There's no way.
I'm going to have to try that one for sure.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, Chelsea, thank you for coming on Food for Thought. It's always fun. And, you know, again, you know, this job that I'm doing, I love it because I learn something new all the time. And so listeners, get on out to Queen City Cupcakes. They're located right here on Elm Street at 790 Elm Street. And again, check them out on the web at qccupcakes.com. All right. Stay tuned. And Food for Thought will be right back.